wombats. Large Australian marsupials. Adorable. Dr. Elise Swinburne is a wombat specialist at Adelaide University's School of Animal and Veterinary Sciences. She's made a particular study of their bottoms. And she's with me now. Hello.
Good morning.
First question, however, well, sort of bottom related. Do they, and if so, why, defecate in cubes?
That is the go-to question. Hi. It's so funny. Everyone loves to know why the wombat poos cubes. But yes, they do. Out in the wild, they live in, one species lives in semi-arid environments, so they get all of their water from their diet. And so their gut has evolved to be elongated, I suppose, and has these weak points. And as the food is being processed, it kind of gets molded into these cuboidal shapes as it just gets kind of squished, and they want as much as that water out as possible. And the end result comes out as a cube, basically. So it's their gut. So, yeah. But it's really funny in captivity.
But their gut, are you saying their gut is square?
Yeah, sort of. It's got these, the gut has got these weak points in it, and it's like these ridges. So as it kind of goes into these ridges, it gets a flatter shape to it. Yes.
I prefer the explanation put forward by someone that says that, I can't remember why, it was some suggestion that when they went to the toilet on rocks, it stopped the stools rolling down, but why would they bother? I don't know.
So yes, that was kind of like they're marking their territory. I do remember that theory, but their behavior does not suggest that they are territorial. Their wombat warrens are kind of communal, and they share it, so there's no real territory to them. But yes, I have heard that before.
So what's with the bottom?
Oh, the bottom. It's amazing. The wombat booty is just tells so much about their behavior, their social interactions with each other, whether the female is in season or not. So it's quite an amazing piece of anatomy on an animal.
And what's it made of?
Oh, so the wombat bottom is made up of four fused plates. So it's got this basically on the first layer is this thick shield.
Like plates of what?
Of bone, sorry. So it's four fused plates of bone.
Mm.
And then on top of that is a thick layer of cartilage. And then on top of that is a thick layer of skin and fur. So they've got this reinforced rump.
Why?
So the koala, they're quite closely related to the koala as well, and the koala has a reinforced rump.
Oh, does it?
For sitting for long periods of time.
Sitting
as well.
On hard bits of branch.
Yeah, so it's this evolution that that they both seem to have. But the wombat, in terms of what they use it for, it is their defense against the outside world. And so during the mating period, it is quite aggressive. And then during play behavior, they kind of use it and they swing it around to hit other joeys and their mum when they're playing. But they also use it for excavation as well. So that when they're burrowing, they'll kind of push their dirt behind them and they shuffle backwards. But also if they're being chased down a burrow, they can use it to block their entrance. So they use it as basically a doorstopper as well. Not a doorstopper, like a plug.
Like a biological boulder.
Yes. Boulders of the bush. And so, and over time they've just adapted it to be this really thick rump, and they heal really well. Some of the photos you see of just like chunks of fur and skin taken out, and it's pretty crazy, some of these animals that you see, but they heal really quickly.
Do you think they heal quickly? Have they got less blood supply, more blood supply? What's going on?
I'm not an anatomist that way. I'm a behaviour physiologist, unfortunately, so I can't answer that.
Well, talking about behaviour then, they are not as benign as one might have been led to believe, are they?
No. No, they are not. So I did my PhD looking at the reproductive behavior of both males and females to see if I can look at non-invasive measures. So I have watched
Non-invasive
not non-invasive measures
of what?
of detecting estrus. So changes when the female is ready to mate, basically. They don't breed well in captivity. So I was looking at ways that we could try and improve that. And so I have watched thousands of hours of wombat footage. And yes, they'll probably sleep for about 16 hours a day. But what they do for that other, those other few hours is pretty amazing. So aside from your normal digging and burrowing and foraging and things like that, they exhibit these play behaviors, which is very cute. For enrichment, I remember seeing we had a 10-pound bowling ball in one of the enclosures as some enrichment, and this cranky old wombat just started rolling on it and playing with it, and that was pretty cute. But then you see all these other videos where they throw their rump at each other, and that's their form of protection. And you can see two wombats just bum to bum trying to. It's almost like an opposite of a tug of war. It's really adorable. Like, what are you doing with your rumps? And then they're screaming at each other. It's quite crazy to watch,
I
actually.
have
It's
had,
pretty cute.
I've read reports of them attacking people.
Oh yes. So in captivity, they do kind of. So my experience with them handling them has been primarily in captivity. I've got reports that they're not quite as aggressive in the wild. They do tend to run away. But yes, in captivity, the males, you don't tend to go into an enclosure with a male. A male will come and he will try and charge at you. And I remember cleaning an enclosure, and I had one of the males jump over his little enclosure and just climb the fence, and it was crazy just trying to get at the broom. It was insane. A guy I worked with had a massive scar on the back of his leg where a male had ripped the muscle away from his in his calf. So that
No.
was pretty crazy. And yeah, they can bite you quite hard. And just, yeah, they are deceptively cute, but they can give you a feral injury.
There's a picture on our web page of you cuddling a wombat, which just looks adorable. It doesn't look entirely happy with the situation, but
No.
nevertheless, there you are. Doesn't look like it's got a dangerous thing in it.
That must be cute little Ruby. She was a little one. It's very, very adorable wombats. But yeah, they get to about 2 years of age. They're very cute. I've seen a lot of videos on wombats carers and sort of like rescues places putting up these cute videos, and they are so adorable, and they'll follow you around like dogs, and they just have such vibrant personalities. But then something snaps in them. And
No.
then suddenly a wombat that was following you around and being all cute is chasing you and biting at your ankles. A researcher before I jumped in was she would wear shin guards, like the hockey shin guards with the metal reinforced like splint, I suppose. When she was working with them, she was scared of them. They were crazy.
And they have very sharp claws for the digging. And very
Yeah.
sharp teeth, so not to be trifled with.
Not at all, not at all. But they are so cute.
Do you need, you talked about your PhD in non-invasive ways to assess the reproductive function. Do you need to breed them in captivity? They're not
So
endangered, are they?
the species that I was not that I was researching is not endangered. So the southern hairy-nosed wombat, which is found basically on the south and southwestern. Like a little bit into Western Australia, they're not endangered at all. There's millions of them. They're great. But in Queensland, we have the northern hairy-nosed wombat, which is a critically endangered species, and they only exist in protected areas. So there's actually none in the wild. They're all in national park protected by fox fencing. So my research was to try, because the northern and the southern are very closely related. So we were thinking if we can develop strategies and understand the southern hairy-nosed wombat, then we can look at strategies to improve the reproductive output for the northern hairy-nosed wombat. So I was breeding them for conservation.
I'm assuming that there is such a thing as a wombat without a hairy nose.
Yes, so there is a bare-nosed wombat, or common, no, common wombat or a bare-nosed wombat, and they're more commonly found on the eastern coast and in Tasmania. And they're the stories that you'd find where there's more mange associated with them. Very different species in terms of their behaviour, their environment that they live. The burrows tend to be more single burrow chambers, whereas in southern hairy-nosed wombats you can get warren systems that's as big as Adelaide Oval, and there's like 35 entrances and chambers, and 10 wombats will live in something like
wow.
that. So very different species.
During the bushfires, there were
yes.
reports of, you know, these stories of kindly wombats helping other animals to shelter in their burrows. Not true.
It was a very nice story. It's a very nice story, but it would have been, the wombat warrens are so extensive that there are a lot of chambers, and it is quite common that animals do sleep in these and use them. So a wombat going into a shelter, and then animals would have seen that there is some shelter there. But I would, I'm just picturing this wombat's like, come on, guys, let's go on. You can stay at my house.
Yes.
Not quite like that, but yes, they're because of where they live and the structure. So, you know, the wombat warrens are quite stable in many respects. So, and they can be quite large. So smart animals would seek refuge in them.
I'm assuming that in Australia you wouldn't be allowed to have a wombat as a pet, would you?
That is correct. You do need a special license, but there are carers that have them, and sometimes a joey cannot be re-released into the wild, so they often end up in captivity. But you'll see them when you're driving along the road at Blanchetown or out the Nullarbor, things like that. You do see them.
You wouldn't want it to sleep on your bed at night in case it snaps, as you described earlier, the wombat who snapped.
Yes, although I have seen carers do sleep with them, but my biggest issue is that, yes, their behaviour would be like suddenly you've got half your ear missing. But they defecate while they're sleeping, and I think that's a bit, I'm like, no thanks, I don't want poop in my bed. No,
even cubed poop. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you, Dr. Alicia Swinburne.